1010 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Friday morning. Normally, we talk to Becky Barnhart from Coffeeville Friends of Animals here on a Thursday morning at 1010. But I know we've had kind of a lot going on at the shelter of late, and we want to bring Becky on here and first of all say good morning. How are you doing, Becky?
Well, good morning. And it is a nice hot morning, but it's a good morning. And yes, we've had some events at the shelter. And I, before I do my regular report, which is the most important part of this, I would kind of like to read a statement that CFA would like to put out. So may I read that first?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. Here we go. Coffeeville Friends of Animals is a nonprofit organization with a contract with the city of Coffeeville to operate the animal shelter. CFA is working with the state of Kansas Department of Agriculture, Division of Animal Health, to address the recent allegations. We have had a reinspection from the state and are currently working on any and all items listed. CFA thanks everyone for their continued support. So now let's get to the good part. How's that sound? We talk about our adoptions that we've had and the animals. Does that sound all right with you?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. Well, we have, we've had three great adoptions this week. Willie was a little black lab puppy that has been featured on our Facebook page, and his new owners came out to visit the shelter again this week just to let us see how well Willie's doing, looking good. And Molly is another one that the new owners came, it was Molly that the new owners came out with, and they brought her out just to show us what a world of difference it makes in these pets when they're once adopted. She had on a pretty new pink collar and a nice, pretty pink leash and just this laid-back, lovely, lovely puppy. The thing about Molly that's so exciting is she still has a litter mate at the shelter that needs a forever home. So I can tell you from just watching the difference between what they were like in the shelter and once they have a home, it's tremendous. We also had a kitten adopted this week, and it was Spud. I've talked about this litter before. Spud came in with some siblings, and the staff at that time decided they wanted to name them after potatoes. So we have Spud has been adopted, but we still have Tater Tot and Chip. They are about 12-week-old kittens, and again, looking for that forever home. Mama was also adopted, which is that's wonderful. When the older cat gets adopted or older dog, the mama dogs and cats, it's lovely to see them also adopted. So now let me talk about some of the animals that we have out there that are still available. As I've said in the past, you go to CFA and go to our Facebook page. We try to add new pictures of animals that have come in or just our long-term residents, keep people informed on a pretty current basis as to who is available. Hansel and Gretel. Sorry, I got a frog in my throat this morning. Hansel and Gretel are our longest residents. They are about 7 months old. They came to us very young, not in very good health, but we have been able to get them back up to the weight that they need to be. They are a short-haired, yellow in color pair. They're going to be a medium-sized dog when full grown. They do not have to be adopted together. They're not bonded. You know, like sometimes we get a couple of dogs that have spent long time terms together, and they do need to stay together. But this particular couple can go apart, and they have been with us, like I said, for quite some time. So they are available. They are about 7 months old now. We also have available Mason. Mason is a 7-month-old husky puppy, very dog-friendly, very people-friendly, very affectionate, very playful, beautiful dog. He is now up for adoption. And then we also have an older dog of 2 years old, and that is Marvin. He is a terrier pit bull mix. He's already, I'm really struggling. There we go. He's about a 35-pound dog. He won't get any larger, and he is also a very nice dog. He is a terrier pit bull mix. So as I've always said in the past, go to our Facebook page, look these animals up. You can see them. Better yet, come out to the shelter and do a meet and greet. That's usually the best way to determine what pet would be best for you. Our hours, we're open 7 days a week. We're there in the afternoons to the public, 1 to 3. On the weekends, it is 1 to 4. Now, our telephone is giving us fits again, and we've had the city out several times trying to figure out what's going on. We believe it might be wiring, so you know how difficult that is to find out where the short is. But the telephone number is 620-252-6060. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. We are at this time also wanting some volunteers to come out and help us. It is warm, so we probably won't have too many people out walking dogs, but they are certainly able to take them and go out to our meet and greet area and just spend some quality time with these dogs. Kittens come in, sit in a nice cool lobby. I know your question of the week or today is temperature setting. It's always very cool at the shelter because of the dogs and cats. So it's a nice cool place to spend your afternoon. Kittens need to be held and socialized. So we welcome people to come out and volunteer. And we're also needing to hire a couple of positions. So if you're interested in working with animals, again, come out to the shelter, pick up an application, or go to our CFA Facebook page, and I believe you'll be able to find the application online. So that's kind of where we are right now, and appreciate the time that you guys give us weekly.
Yeah, absolutely, Becky. And, of course, always happy to fit you in here on a Friday, but look forward to chatting again here on a Thursday coming up real soon. And any other items on your list as far as donations that perhaps you might be looking for that you know of?
Okay. Thank you for reminding me. You know, it's a constant need for the paper towels and the bleach and food, of course. But right now, I think it's just kind of trying to keep up with the cleaning supplies. We had a lovely donation that came in about 2 weeks ago for dog food that really stocked us up, and we're good. We have a lot of dry cat food. I was looking yesterday. So I think food-wise, we are in great shape at this time. The treats are always something. Someone likes just to pick up an extra bag of dog or cat treats. It's amazing how those cats love it when you give them a little bit of those treats. You know, even one little package is just wonderful. So any kind of treats, toys, again, always toys, but just the kind of the regular donations, the cleaning things are always very appreciated, very much.
Absolutely. Well, Becky, we appreciate you coming on here as always, and look forward to chatting again here as a usual on a Thursday. That sounds good to you.
Well, we appreciate it, and I'm sorry about the voice. It's got to be allergies. I've heard other people going, man, my allergies are really kicking up, and so obviously that must be what's going on with me. But yes, we appreciate this weekly time, and I will be back next Thursday.
Okay, that sounds good, and thank you so much for coming on and filling us in, and I look forward to chatting again here real soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank Bye-bye. You. That is Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Appreciate her coming on by. And, of course, our normal update time, that is Thursdays at 10:10. So just changing things up ever so slightly for that. So we are going to continue open line here in just a moment. So keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. If you have 86 degrees, heading up to a high today of 99.